Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. How wonderful are these songs, and how they express our inner desire after the heavenly home, so that we can see our Savior. I think all of us, we have come into the house of the Lord with a great expectation to experience a new His grace and mercy. Once again, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in particular all those who are joining us online. Also, we want to sing a song together, song number 29 from this little booklet. Song 29. We also sing song number 26, and then we ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us a word for introduction. And Brother Müller from Austria, that he prays with us. Come to the Savior, 26. Come to Amen. Very soon it will be so far. We are grateful to God also this morning that we can be here to receive what He prepared for us. Are we not grateful for last night? Didn't we all feel the presence of God? Are we not grateful that He spoke to our hearts through His Word and that He worked in our midst what He promised? I'm very grateful to God. May this morning a continuation be. May He be in our midst, and may He do what He promised to do. Can we believe this? Only if we believe, then we receive. We are of course not coming here to hear only. This is important, yes. But we are also coming to experience what we are hearing. I'm grateful to God that this possibility is given this morning. Before Brother Müller comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word from the Scripture, a very well-known word. I read from Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and understanding. Praise and thanks. He has given it to us. In Christ Jesus, God has given us everything, all blessings he has given us in Christ Jesus. We may rejoice about it this morning. For he is present to do what he promised. With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in Christ, he has blessed us. Brothers and sisters, may this blessing be manifested this morning in our midst. Do we all want this? May the Lord bless us. Brother Müller, please. Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for your wonderful grace and faithfulness. I thank you also especially for last night, for your presence, for the vindication of your word in our hearts. You are God of faithfulness. We cannot cease to glorify you. You have given us the message. You have opened our eyes for the message which foreruns the second coming of Christ. I'm thankful that we have an ear and eye witness in our midst, our beloved brother. Please, Lord, keep him and bless him from the riches of your grace. Fill him with your power. I ask it in your name. Our hearts are open today to receive your holy word in us so that it can accomplish for what it was sent for. Receive the praise and worship in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, it is Jesus. Let us sing. Only believe. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God, from eternity to eternity, who has spoken to us through his word, who has opened our understanding for the scripture, who has given us grace to recognize day and hour, yes, the message, and to have part in what he is doing right now. We have many, many greetings, as never before, probably. The telephone was ringing time and again. The phone calls were coming in. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, our brother from Port Elizabeth, Brother Ngonga, then a special phone call from Japan, and the brother said, "When are you coming? We are inviting you." Then Brother Mamba from Melbourne, Australia. Then the brothers and sisters from Brazil, from Angola, Mozambique, Portugal. They just conveyed special greetings also through Brother Helmut Miskis. Then our Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Canada. He listened yesterday. He experienced also the meetings in Africa, the meeting in Zurich, and then the one in Krefeld. It's just tremendous. In what kind of way the hunger is here, and how it can also be satisfied, because God has prepared to us the table richly in the presence of our enemies, as already David expressed it. You are preparing us the table in the presence of our enemies. We all know that only he who really found grace before God, to him he reveals his ways, his word, and his will. All the others are bypassing it. Then we have also greetings from Brother Willy from London, and greetings and wishes of blessings from Cassandro, wherever this might be. And then greetings from Brother Lottica, one of the greatest men of God. You all know Brother Lottica is a doctor a physician in the hospital, but with all his heart and with all his soul, he believes the divine message. Then we had greetings from Cape Town, from our beloved brother who is teaching at the university and who received God's word. And the brothers are waiting that also there a visit is made still in this year. We are just so grateful for all the possibilities which now exist to listen to the word and to experience what God is doing right now. Then the wish was expressed that once again I would like to thank our brothers who did extraordinary things in the DRC, arranging all the meetings according to schedule, nicely set in order. And we just want to acknowledge this with all our hearts, thanking them. Let us be honest. If there would not be the brothers in the various countries, then I couldn't go there at all. I couldn't travel there at all to bring the word. Of course, more than 30 years ago, I visited these countries. But if God would not have the brothers in all these countries who are also distributing the food and who are inviting Brother Frank and who are rejoicing that God's word is being preached, if all these brothers, like our brother Baltar Kima, if he would not be there, then our brother said, Brother Mamba also, yes, our brother Tati and I would not have traveled there at all to preach the word of God. The same is with Brother Katsadi and Brother Prosper in Lubumbashi. They arranged the meetings being convinced that somebody is coming to bring them the last message. And the same it is with all the other brothers. Here with Brother Mamba from Kolwezi. Out of conviction, these brothers arranged the meetings, and therefore thousands upon thousands came. We estimated it yesterday. Between 60 and 70,000 were present in the 11 meetings. Millions listened via TV what was preached, and they can make their decision now. Let it be said once again, if all these brothers would not be in all these cities and countries, for instance, the chef doctor in Bujimai, Dr. Mbie, 12,000 people came together to hear the word of God. We are grateful for these brothers. Also for Brother Dituku and for all the other brothers in Brazzaville and wherever they are in Kinshasa, Brother George and Brother Joseph, with all devotion, with all their hearts, without any exception. The same with Brother Justin in the city which borders to Angola. Everywhere God has his people. And then of course the great meetings in Kinshasa. Brothers and sisters, are we really aware that now the history of plan of salvation comes to its end, that God lets go forth the last call, that the last message, namely the promised word for this time, this is the message. Just before that, Brother Lütje from Sweden phoned me, and he said, "Do you still remember, Brother Frank, when you were told, 'My servant,' when the last moving of God starts, then I will again speak to you?" There are brothers who have written it in their hearts, what the Lord has said. And I also had to think about it. When the Lord, on that 28th of December, he told me, "My servant, gather me my people, all them with whom I made the covenant at the sacrifice. Gather me my people." These meetings are taking place now. We are, of course, not coming from more than 1,000 kilometers to just have part in a meeting. We are coming, of course, because we as the people of God recognized that now the last message is being carried. And just imagine, there would be people connected all over the world, and here would be empty seats. Or Brother Frank would preach somewhere in a little room with a curtain behind him in a studio. Who could then believe that they are coming from east and west, from south and north, to hear the word of the Lord? And also, especially in this connection, gather me, my people. And then the emphasis was on them, that all them who made the covenant with me. God made the covenant with us, but did you answer this covenant? Did you say yes to this covenant which God made with us on the cross of Calvary? The covenant was made. And our Lord says, he doesn't want that someone gets lost, but only someone who sees himself lost, he can get saved. And let us say this very clearly. If the lost shall be saved, if I have lost something, then I must have possessed it before. Then before that, I had it. And this is the mystery of God. Before the foundation of the world, we have been foreordained as sons and daughters of God. And then by the fall, we got lost. And then we were saved. And we're brought back into our original condition as sons. As Paul told it to us in Galatians chapter 4. That we in Christ Jesus, the Son of God, were given the adoption as sons. The plan of salvation of our God is just wonderful. And please believe it. Brother Alfred Borg, he read here from Ephesians up to verse 8. Do you know what is written in verse 9? Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, elected, chosen, pardoned, receiving the new life, and then made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Praise be to the living God for such words of the Holy Scripture, which are coming to fulfillment in us. We are not just reading, we are finding ourselves again. We are finding ourselves in the Word of God, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, the counsel of his will he revealed to us. Then verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. We could witness these developments. And Brother Müller, he mentioned briefly that it is just grace to have been an eye and ear witness. You all know what the Lord God has done. I didn't do anything to it. Please believe me. I just have a great responsibility because of the commission, because I was an eye and ear witness. And I can say, like John the Apostle, I can say, what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard of the word of life, this we are preaching unto you. Not having heard something, a witness must have been present if something has happened, when something has happened. And so it was in my case. Since 1955, and I knew in the first meeting, I knew this is a man of God. I had no idea of a promise, no idea of a message, but so much I knew. No one can do what is happening here except God is with him. And so we experienced and witnessed this ministry. We have become an eye and ear witness. And I'm rejoicing when I meet other brothers and sisters who have also witnessed these things. But to them, to it came then the commission. I looked it up in my papers. And this magazine from 1963, with my photograph, it was published in the More Light publishing house in Hamburg. The whole article was published, how the Lord called me, how I made a flight to see Brother Branham. Everything was published in 1963, written down. I didn't invent anything. God just took care of it, that what he is about to do, that it was not hidden somewhere, but it was made public to the whole world. And so we arrived now in this time period, as we looked at it last night, where we really can lift up our heads, lifting up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. Are we really aware of it? That here no fanaticism exists. No fanaticism. But that we really found grace in the sight of God. Recognizing the time and hour. Recognizing the message. Receiving the sending, as we read from Thessalonians, as Paul, by the Holy Spirit, was led in a wonderful order to write it down, a whole chapter concerning the rapture. And then, time and hour, you don't need to know. You don't need any writings. And then comes the sign to which we have to pay attention. When they shall say peace and safety, then it is so far. Then it is so far. We have read all the articles in the various languages. And it's really running fast now. And Bible prophecy is finding its fulfillment. And time and again, we can thank the Lord anew, thanking Him anew. What did the angel of the Lord say to Brother Branham? If you want to know how late it is, look on your watch. If you want to know what kind of day it is, then look into your calendar. If you want to know how far the time is spent, then look to Israel and to that what is happening there. And brothers and sisters, he also said that the making of the covenant and the rapture is happening at around the same time. And now they speak about it. Please don't take it literally. But now it is being said that it will not take years anymore. They even spoke about of 9 months, where all these negotiations are coming to its end. How far is then the time spent? But please, not setting a date, just having the biblical orientation. When we see these things, when you see these things, and we see how everything is coming to pass, and we may lift up our heads without setting a date, whether it will still take 1 year or 10 years, this is with God. We will not decide about it. And we all know what is written in the Epistle of Peter, that the scoffers, they will ask, where is the promise of his return? Everything remains as it was from the beginning. And then comes the answer, God is not slack concerning his promise, but he doesn't want that the last ones get lost, but that they are also called. And we have the grace that we can pass on this last call. Let me read a couple of scriptures which are on my heart. The first ones from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. John, chapter 17, here we read, firstly, verse 14, John 17, verse 14, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Uns hat der Herr sein Wort aus Gnaden geschenkt.
To us the Lord has given us his word, not the interpretation, but the original word. And also this, Brother Branham said, God is his own interpreter. When the time comes, then he lets happen what he promised. No man needs to make efforts to interpret the word. No, just to believe it, that the Lord fulfills what he promised. In verse 17, in John 17, it's written, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. In the moment, I'm busy with the thought of sealing. The thought of sealing. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Sealed. After you have heard the word of truth. And if we look back into the past 100 years, how many were baptized with the Spirit? How many were anointed? How many operated the gifts of the Spirit? But who was sealed? Who of all these came out? Who have heard the call, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And the best example in our country we have here, from Mülheim, the Lutheran pastor, who 1909 he experienced Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All of them spoke in tongues and were praising God, worshipping. But then, with all the church, he remained in the Trinity doctrine, remained in the church, remained in the old creed. Until this day, all of the Mülheimer movement, that's how it is called, this movement remained what it was. And nevertheless, they can say, we experienced God, we experienced the moving of the Spirit. Let me say here clearly, this is the time of the direct calling out. And the sealing cannot take place as long as wrong teachings are believed. Only the divine can be sealed in us by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, the calling out has to take place before. Also, I experienced everything since 1948 and 49. How many spirit baptisms took place? How many blessings, be it in the city of Kassel, be it in the city of Hamburg, Brittler Street, or what was the name of the other street? At the preacher so-and-so. Oh, we experienced and witnessed many things. Up into the nights, we were pleading and praying, experiencing God. And what remained? I can still remember it very well. With a couple of brothers, Brother Russ, Brother Schmidt, Brother Borg, we drove to the city of Erzhausen, and there at the headquarters of the German Pentecostal movement, we gave testimony of that, what God has done in our time. And I knew these people personally. I was carrying the suitcase of the boss. And the next man, he stayed overnight at my parents. I knew all these high people, up to Brother Wessler and who they were. Yes. And then came the moment. Yeah, speaking of in tongues is our evidence, brothers and sisters. And even I would speak with angels' tongues. And this many can do, many can speak, yes. And then something happened. I just had to say, brothers, how can you reject the supernatural moving of God? And then I showed the picture with a pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham. I showed it and I said, I was in Washington myself, and there I've seen this photograph with the supernatural light in the Hall of Art. I was holding it in my hands. I became an eyewitness that it was kept there. And then the second highest man took this photograph out of my hand, and he just threw it onto the floor. He threw it onto the ground, and he said, it has nothing to say to us. You cannot imagine what happened in me. On one hand, I was an eyewitness. I witnessed, I experienced what God has done. And then the remark was said, yes, this was a great evangelist with a special gift, but concerning the prophet, we cannot accept it, and so forth. Brothers and sisters, what God is doing is for us, and we may accept it. But this was very painful for me, and since that time, all remained where they were. And presently, we have 550 million Pentecostal believers, charismatics. And where are they? Where are they? All remain there where they are. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we must and may give the, we may take the last call serious, the message coming out from all compromises. Also this, I looked up in the doctrine, in the catechism of the Catholic Church, what they believe concerning the Godhead, that God as Father has begotten the Son and born in eternity. And then sometime the Father has spoken the Son and the Holy Spirit into existence. Just impossible. Impossible what they made. And all the Protestant churches and denominations, they believe the Nicene Creed, which was established 381 in Chalcedon. And all are thinking they believe biblically, but they believe in three eternal ones, three almighty ones. But there's only one eternal, only one almighty. This is God the Lord. And as we said it many times, the term God the Son is not written a single time in the Bible. Not a single time. In the same way, God the Holy Spirit is not written a single time in the Holy in the Bible. But 26 times from Romans 1 after it rose in sequence, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we cannot go here into detail about the Godhead. For me, the subject of the Godhead is just the most tremendous. It's the original subject. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached unto the nations, believed and received up into glory. One single God who has revealed himself to us as Father in heaven, in the Son on the earth, and in us by the Holy Spirit. Three manifestations so that he can realize his own plan of salvation. For us, it's just so wonderful, especially for me. Because God, without asking me, he at least 14 times at least, I've heard the voice of the Lord. And I permit myself the remark here that no one of you who are sitting here speaks out the words, pronounces it so clearly. As the Lord pronounces it, he just pronounced it very clearly. Also, my attention was not only to that what the Lord said, but how clear, with a punctuation, how pronounced every word was said so clearly. Brothers and sisters, I'm so happy about that the Lord speaks clearly. Clearly. You know what I mean. So clear, so that we really understand it. And no one needs to come and say, what did you say? No. The Lord speaks through his word. Through his word, in all clarity. No one needs to return and to ask, what did you say? Why? Because he speaks clearly. And that he has opened our understanding for the scripture. And then here, in John 17, in verse 18, it says, John 17, verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. A divine sending in the plan of salvation of our God. Through the church, the Lord continues his work until the completion comes and until the overcomers are taken up into glory. In verse 19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. I just want to say today, brothers and sisters, don't make any risk. Use this day that all who are not sure yet to have received their forgiveness, please receive them by faith. The preaching comes through the word, but faith comes by hearing. And we, as written in Luke 24, verse 47, in his name, repentance and forgiveness of sins shall be preached unto all nations. Today, we are preaching to the last ones and to the whole world who have not experienced this yet. Today is your day. Today, we are preaching unto you the forgiveness of sins through the blood of the Lamb, which was shed on the cross of Calvary. The Lord made a new covenant, namely in his precious and holy blood. He could say, this is the new covenant in my blood, in the blood which was shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. I just want that all are part of it. That all are part of it. That all experience their conversion, their renewing, their new birth, their spirit baptism, that all make their personal experiences of salvation with God, that we really come back to the beginning, and that the church of the living God becomes one heart and one soul in the restoration. That all the gifts and ministries can be manifested. Everything God will do. But I want that all participate in it. I really want that no one of you gets left behind. Years ago I said it. If those who travel 1,600 kilometers to be here, if they are not part of the rapture, then I have to pay them the petrol money. But because I'm not here anymore, I cannot do it anymore. And therefore, I just want, and I really mean it, I really weep now. The tears are running. I really want that all who are coming from near and far, that they are part of it, that they believe with all their hearts, and that they have an experience with God anew, and that we together are walking forward until we come from believing unto seeing. In verse 23, in John 17, we read, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And then verse 26. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the divine goal with the bride of the Lamb, with all the true believers. And also here we have the Holy Scripture as our testimony. Many are called, but few are chosen.
We have the example.
We have the example in Matthew 25. Half of them who have come out, who have heard the call, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Half of them was ready. The others had only the lamps, the illumination. The others had also the oil, the revelation by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we need both. Also this Brother Branham has said in the sermon, the rapture, he emphasized it. Now is the time of calling out, the time to trim the lamps, the time to fill the cruses with oil. And I add something here. It's not the time to discuss about seven thunders or about whether the Lord has come already. For this, we have absolutely no time for it. I've said it here last night, perhaps not so clear, but Brother Branham He revealed so many things. As it was revealed to him by God. And may all brothers take it to heart worldwide. That Brother Branham, of course, with the appearing of the supernatural cloud, he heard the seven thunderclaps, the seven natural thunderclaps. He heard them when the mighty earthquake took place and the tops of the trees were cut off and the rocks were rolling down the hill. And because these seven thunders made such an impression in him and with him, and why? Because there he received the instruction, go to the east, back to Jeffersonville, and speak about the seven seals. These seven thunderclaps at the appearing of the supernatural cloud, and as we said, Brother Bram says so nicely, the seventh angel in this constellation, he spoke to me. He meant more to me than all the other six. And he said, I should return and I should speak about the seals. And because of this mighty experience with the seven thunders, in connection to that, what he had to say about the seven seals in general, he really, 69 times, he referred, he referred to Revelation 10:7, because it's the only scripture which speaks of seven thunders. But the ministry of Brother Branham, as the seventh church angel, was of course ordained not to only reveal one mystery, but to reveal the mysteries of God, of the whole plan of salvation, beginning from Genesis up to Revelation, to reveal it to the people of God. In Revelation 10, firstly comes the announcement when the seventh angel will sound his trumpet. And then comes the sounding. And after the sounding, in Revelation 11, verse 15, the millennium starts of our God. And brothers and sisters, I can nothing for it, but I have to take the things precisely, and I have to take them back into the Word of God. And I must say what God said already in His Word. I cannot agree with any man. I can only agree with God. And God's word, and all who deal with the seventh seal, with the silence in heaven, and with the book in the hand, please believe it with all your heart. What is written in Revelation chapter 6, in verse 12, Revelation 6, verse 12, namely, when the sixth seal will be opened, what then will happen? Revelation 6, verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, when the Lamb opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll. It just has to be said that the things which Brother Branham preached 1963 was so
Johannes auf der Insel
recited
von Gott
just
gesehen
as John saw them and received them on the Isle of Patmos. But these things, of course, didn't take place 1963. 1963 spoke about them, what God had to do in his plan of salvation and how these things will take place when the time has come for it. Many believe everything has happened already. 1963, nothing at all, not at all. 1963, Brother Branham spoke about these things which God purposed in his plan of salvation. And these will happen, as we said. The first four seals happened parallel to the church ages, where the rider is shown in his four stages, and then the fifth seal. And what Brother Ram said in connection with it, the martyrs who died while the Holocaust, all the Jews which were murdered, are lying under the altar. And then it was said that the last ones must be added when the breaking of the contract will be made and when they will be exposed 3.5 years to the enemies. Everything was said very clearly. I have one question. Must be written once again about it? Is there still an open question? And all the brothers who speak about the seven thunders, they don't know what they are saying. They don't know the connections. It was, of course, Brother Branham who told me in December 62, he told me, can you preach for my state, in my state, in Los Angeles? He told me I must travel to Tucson. And then I accepted. I preached in his state, in Los Angeles, so that he can pack his suitcases. And in the beginning of 1963, he moved to Tucson, as it was shown to him in a vision. When the street in which you are staying, when this street is widened, when the bulldozers are running up and down, when your fence is laid upon the meadow, then pay attention. Then the time has come where you have to move to Arizona. And then there's a Brother Frank at his home, sees the bulldozers running up and down on the street, sees the fence lying on the grass, and hears the prophet say, can you preach in my state in Los Angeles? I have to pack my suitcases, because that, what the Lord has shown to me, comes now to fulfillment. Everything God prepared in such a way, I didn't plan these things. This was in the will of God. So, let us thank the Lord. Now, something special from 1 Timothy, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6. Here, Paul, chapter-wise, he has written about it. What shall be taught in the church? How everything shall be set in order in the church, with the deacons, with the elders, and so forth. And then in 1 Timothy, in chapter 6, he writes the following. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing at all. Knowing nothing at all, but is obsessed about questions and strives of words. Strives of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil suspicions. So, he who does not submit under the mighty hand of God, let us say it clearly, not only for my sake, not only for my sakes, I'm just a man, and by grace I'm saved, as all of you. But the responsibility remains just with me. And is it worthy to mention here? I don't know. But in the past months, we experienced it. What is made with Brother Branham and with what he said, what is being made up to the one of the best men who published already 6 books about the life of William Branham. He writes now that the cloud appeared somewhere, and the 7 angels appeared sometime. And that these two things don't belong together at all. They are writing the most impossible things because of one argument, which the daughter of Brother Branham, sadly, she has written it, sadly. It was not the hunting period. The hunting period started only on the 1st of March. Therefore, Brother Branham could not have been there on the 28th of February because he always obeyed the law of the country. You cannot imagine what this causes in me. Brother Branham, of course he pointed to it, that it was the same experience, that in this cloud the 7 angels in the constellation of a pyramid, they stood there. And the 7th meant more to him. He confirmed the date in the Life magazine. Thanks be to God for it. Now I can smile a bit. Thanks be to God. I have all these 3 magazines of that time. I brought them with me from the USA. Life magazine, Science magazine. I have Arizona Journal. All these articles, all these magazines, I have them in the original, in my office. And all are confirming the 28th of February. And then comes an argument. What shall I do with an argument? For me it's important that the Lord descended, that he has given a command, and that the things have come to fulfillment. But can you imagine this pain for me? In the internet, it says, the main critic, he writes, there's one man who 36 years ago was in the tabernacle in the church of Jeffersonville. He has said things
One can really take one's head into your hands, and this unbelieving man writes, William Branham, the liar.
In English, William Branham, the liar.
And then are coming all the points. Do you know what this means for me? My ministry is, of course, directly connected with his ministry. If there would have not have been a prophet, then there would not be a message at all. Then we would not be here at all. Then God could not give all these instructions. But so much havoc was done. Now, coming back to this word, being proud, strifes of words. We also said it here many times at this place. Brother Kupfer, I look into your direction. Didn't we say it here many times? We said it many times. Where the revelation of the word and will of God is, there no discussion is made. And where there is still a discussion, there's no revelation yet. And we are just grateful that not about any single point we have to discuss. Everything is clear as sunshine. Everything can be placed into the Word. So, the admonition is to me, and I pass it on to all ministering brethren. As written here, this teach, verse 3, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to the wholesome words, to the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Now just to say this quickly, there are the three terms. When he will reveal himself, when he appears, and when he comes. These three biblical terms, one has to place them biblically, and one has to leave them there where they belong. Also about this, we spoke many times. When it is written in the days when the Son of Man is revealed, then it was a period of time. And the same ministry which our Lord had, this ministry repeated, of course. But the return of the Lord will not be a period of 40 years, but it will be as a lightning which shines forth from the east to the west. So the return of the Lord will be. On one end of the world it will be day, at the other end of the world it will be night. There they will work on the field, and here they will sleep at night. And the rapture will take place at the same time. It's just wonderful that God has given us the holy respect and reverence before his word, writing it into our hearts, laying it into our hearts. Then the emphasis, he who teaches otherwise, he is proud, knowing nothing at all. Just tell this one brother, you don't know anything. You don't know anything about what you're claiming to know. Then just wait, what will happen. But here it's written, he's proud. Proud makes you blinded. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. First, submitting to unto the mighty hand of God, letting ourselves be placed. I would like it best This would be wonderful if with the ministry of Brother Branham, everything would have come to its end. On the 24th of December, to experience the rapture, when Brother Branham was called home. Yes, the rapture I didn't experience. But I've seen Brother Branham go up onto the cloud. This is as true as God lives and as true as the Bible is open before me. I've seen him bent over in the suit going up, and I knew in that moment, I knew what it means. I don't want to go here into details. But God took really care for everything. He has given the direct continuation to that what Brother Branham had to do by the commission of God. We just need to thank. Can you believe it? Can you accept it? It's very simple if it is revealed. And let us say it once again, very clearly, brothers and sisters. Only to whom it is revealed. And to whom is it revealed? He who believes it. No man will receive a revelation from God unless he believes the word, unless he believes the promises which God has given. Faith was even important in the ministry of our Lord. In his city of birth, he could not do any miracles because of their unbelief. Just the Lord of, imagine, the Lord of glory could not do anything in the city of his father. And then it's written, even his brothers didn't believe in him. Then we just see that there is no respect of persons before God, that all have to come to him, and only they who come to him, they receive forgiveness and receive revelation, as we emphasized many times. Now we have the rest of verse 4, strife, railings, and so forth, evil suspicions, strifes of words, evil suspicions, then verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, losing the truth. He who lost the truth must have possessed it at one stage. So many accepted the message at the beginning. They received it as the truth, what God had to say to us. And then, the strifes, the interpretations, then all these things came. And now, without judging, if we look today into the message circles, then one can really take one's head into the hands, asking, is this the result of what God has given us? Brothers and sisters, to our God be the glory. We are not saying it because we are puffed up, not because we are saying it for the glory of God. He has given us the reverence, the respect before his word. He has laid it into our hearts. And there are no strifes. There are no revilings about nothing at all. Really about nothing. And we are grateful to God. Many scriptures could still be read. May God visit his people graciously. And may he give me the privilege. Although all who are walking their own ways, all who believe interpretations, all who are busy in strifes and so forth, we are not partaking of it. We don't partake in strifes. We are preaching the word of truth as it is written. And as God revealed it by the mouth of Brother Branham. And we must say, there's not one single point about which one needs to strive and argue. To whom God reveals himself, he sees it. He doesn't need any private lessons. He sees it. Let us summarize. What's it all about? My servant, gather me my people with whom I made the sacrifice. I made the covenant. You know where it's written. It's still written in Psalms. Still written in Psalms 50. Psalms 50, verse 5 and 6. Psalms 50, verse 5 and 6. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Do you know what is written in the next verse? And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. And then comes the word Selah. Always when this word Selah is written in the Psalms, then one may not read on, then one has to stop, then one has to deepen oneself in the said things. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. We are not gathered in vain. We have here the promise that the heavens opens, that God gives testimony that his righteousness and his blessings are coming down upon us. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Not your righteousness, not my righteousness, but his righteousness. Believing. And as Paul said, to us was given the ministry of reconciliation. Let us rejoice about that God has visited his people graciously. And may all peoples and tongues be blessed together with us, in east and west, in south and north, on all the continents. May the elect hear his voice. May they accept the covenant which God made with us. We are the people of the new covenant. We have part in that what God is doing right now. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us. May also this weekend that serve that all are strengthened. May all rededicate their lives to the Lord, believing Him, believing that He who started will also finish. And no one of the promises which God has given will remain unfulfilled. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor, the glory and the worship. In all the meetings, this could not be seen. But probably in every meeting I ask the question, how many have dedicated their lives to the Lord? How many believe the message? How many are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And Brother Tati and all the brothers who were with me, they have seen it. The hands were all going up. Not only people. They were not only people who are coming being nosy. No. These were people whom God pardoned already, whom He has called out, and to whom He could reveal His word. Brothers and sisters, God has done great things, and presently He's still doing great things in all who believe Him. And please, do not participate in any strife about the word. Do not participate in any interpretations. Remain in the word, so that by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of truth, we can be sanctified and sealed in the word of truth unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Are you grateful to be here today? Yes, you can raise your hand once. God bless you. We stand up for prayer. Perhaps Brother Jean-Claude comes and sings with his choir. We have still a bit time. Sing us the Maranatha chorus, in which we can all tune in. And then we will ask our brother from Ushgorod that he comes and that he prays with us. Perhaps he will give us some greetings. We're just grateful with all our hearts, grateful that God has people in all tongues and nations calling out His people as He promised to Abraham. God bless you. In as much as we can, we all tune in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus comes again. Jesus comes again. Now the question, do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Just raise your hands. Just recently we had a baptism, today not. Yes. If it's not urgent, we wait for the next time. Three hands, four. One cannot see the hands. All right, no problem. The baptism can take place after the service. Then we ask Brother Rayon to give us the greetings and to pray with us. We are happy that you are here today. Just extend the greetings and pray with us. And take again greetings with you. Precious friends, we bring you warm greetings from brothers and sisters who love the Lord from the Ukraine. We are grateful to the brothers for this warm welcome. I wish you, before we pray, the word from Thessalonians. We ask you, brothers, honor them who are doing the work with you and the elders in the Lord. And those who teach you and honor them in love for the work which they do. And be in peace with one another. Let us pray. Great God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we thank you countless for the day which you have given us, for this wonderful fellowship, for the word which we heard. I ask you for one thing, Lord, that this word, that it reaches all the ends of the earth, and that this word falls onto good soil of the heart. Bless us, Lord, and may your grace abide with us. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, I pray for a new experience. And then our brother from Brazil comes.
trago as saudações a todos em nome de Jesus.
I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from the brothers and sisters in Brazil. It's a great privilege and a great honor to be here with you, brothers and sisters. We had wonderful experiences in the presence of God. And I believe everything what we experience now is in the perfect will of God. That I'm here and that I have heard the word. It's the grace of God. Not only for me, but for all of us. Therefore, I'm very grateful that God has given me this privilege, that I could see and meet my brothers and sisters here in Germany. May God bless you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Then we will ask those who want to be baptized to come to the front. And when the two sisters have a song, please come and sing it. And then we will pray. And then we will close this service. Who says a chorus? I love him.
Bestehen und wenn auch Himmel und Erd vergehen, wenn unsere Stützen zerbrechen alle, was Gott verheißen, das hält. Was Gott verheißen, das will er geben, mag alles beben. Es bleibt bestehen, wenn auch verlöschen die Sterne alle, was Gott verheißen, bleibt bestehen. Was Gott verheißen, hält auch in Zeiten, wenn Mut und Hoffnung uns will entschwinden. Und müd wir sinken im heißen Streiten, was Gott verheißen, dankt nie. Amen. Was Gott verheißen, das will er geben, mag alles beben, es bleibt bestehen, wenn auch verlöschen die Sterne alle. Was Gott verheißen, bleibt bestehen. Was Gott verheißen, hält auch am Tage, wo Gott uns rettet aus Not und Plage. Die Siegeskrone dort kann empfangen, die überwunden durchs Blut. Was Gott verheißen, das will er geben, mag alles beben, es bleibt bestehen. Wenn auch verlöschen die Sterne alle, was Gott verheißen, bleibt bestehen. Was Gott verheißen, das will er geben, mag alles beben, es bleibt. bleibt bestehen, wenn auch verlöschen die Sterne alle. Was Gott verheißen, bleibt bestehen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Wir kommen zum Schluss.
We are coming to the close. And now we want to thank all that you have come. We wish all, in all peoples, tongues and nations, we wish you God's blessing. In particular, the couple from, where is it from? Moldavia? Brother Schmidt? Who will now have a program in Bulgaria. God opened doors so that we can once in a week have a TV program in Bulgaria. God really takes care in all languages, in all nations. He takes care for it, that the last message can be heard. And with a sincere heart, I would like to thank all the brothers who are translating. I think here on the Romanian brothers, all Polish, Czech, Russian, French, Spanish, Portuguese, all the languages. God has given us all things. Everything has given us so that His commission can be carried out. And as we said it many times, Matthew 24 could not be fulfilled at all if there would not be all the brothers in all these countries who distribute the same spiritual food. But God really, He took care for everything so that we can give out and have the spiritual food, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And this grace God has given us in this time. So, in all tongues, in all peoples, in all races, everywhere, all over the world, from the rising of the sun unto its setting, may the people of God be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You three, you want to be baptized? You dedicated your life to the Lord? And you want to make a covenant of a good conscience with God? Being buried with Jesus Christ by baptism, rising with Him unto a new life, as Paul has written it in Romans chapter 6, he used the symbol being dead, died, being buried, and then rising again. It's of course written, he that believeth and is baptized. To believing belongs baptism. A man can say 100 times, I believe. But if it is written, he that believeth and is baptized, he shall be saved. He who doesn't believe shall be condemned. He who doesn't believe is also not baptized. He walks on his own ways. God has given you now the grace. You have become a believer. And now our brother Helmut Miskis, who will baptize you afterward, he will come now and he will also pray with you. Faithful Lord Jesus, we are standing here before you and we ask you for your grace, for the life of our brothers and sisters who made their decision to be baptized biblically in your holy name. Lord, They have accepted you as their personal Savior and have received the forgiveness of sins. And now they can give testimony that they bear your name and that they want to walk together with you in a new life. Bless these brothers and sisters and give grace so that they can be witnesses for your glory and for your praise. We thank you for it. Amen. I don't know whether I gave you the greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. Brother Thomas gave them to me yesterday from Brother Daniel. We receive all these wishes of blessings and these greetings. And we really wish also that God bless us all over, especially Brother Tati, Brother Didier, our brother from Guadeloupe, really all who are here from South America. I don't want to mention names and countries, but please be welcome. May God bless you from the riches of His grace. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Also for this weekend, was it worth it to come? The word of our God has become precious to us. To Him be the glory. Brother Schmidt, please close in prayer. Great God, all of us, we are looking up to you, the living God, not to the mountains or somewhere. No, we look up to you, for from you alone comes the help, from you alone comes the blessing, and you alone are able to give us all what you promised, for we believe you and your word. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for the fellowship which we have in your presence. Thank you that you counted us worthy to hear what you have to say to us through your word. Thank you that you gave us grace, great and little, old and young, grace to receive what is pleasing to you. Please abide in our midst. Lord Jesus Christ, give grace, as we heard at the beginning, not only the anointing, but seal your word in our hearts for the glory of your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you. Each one is shaking hands with each one, wishing one another God's blessing. Now we go to the pool. Until the next time. Amen.